What is going on, you savages? You absolute legends. I'm going to start the show with a virtual fist bump coming at you. Right there at you, baby. I love you guys. How's everyone doing? Seriously, man, how's everyone doing? Good morning. If you're listening to this in the morning, it's time to get your ass up and start kicking some ass. If you're listening to this in the evening, you're probably going to bed too early, so you need to stay up and get some more shit done, move the needle a little bit. All right, I'm just fucking with you. But anyways, I hope everyone's doing absolutely wonderful. You know, I like to start each and every episode with a token of gratitude and appreciation for each and every single one of you who take the time out of your busy day and give me just a little piece of the most important fucking commodity we have on this planet, and that is your time. My friends, I appreciate that more than you know, which is why I gotta keep doing this, even on nights like tonight, when I'll tell you, I almost put this off another night because just, you know, life stuff, man, kids, house stuff, this other things I'm trying to do. And then I ran across this, you know, I took 3 minutes to just decompress and screen suck, and ran across this post that just hit me, man. And it was like, you know, I thought about if today was my last day, and I was like, I know that's a bit extreme, but I was thinking like, yeah, I need to get another podcast episode out. I gotta add to the catalog. So anyways, I said fuck it, and I'm gonna record it real quick. It's like 11 o'clock tonight, but gotta get it done, gotta put in the reps. So there's a little teaser right there for you guys, because putting in the reps is what the topic of this conversation is today. So I will start by saying, so the last episode, I think it was episode 61, I almost deleted it because, I don't know, I posted it, and you kind of get this, for anybody who's trying something new, you get this doubt that kind of creeps in. And so like, it almost happens every single episode where I'm like, that was, man, I should have said this, or I should have done that. I should have, right? And I almost deleted it, man. I almost deleted it, like, I don't know, the very next day. I was like, man, just do that one again. And then I was like, you know what? No, because that's 61 reps of this show that I've been doing. 61 reps of me just trying to figure it out and trying to be consistent with it. So it kind of got me thinking about, like, man, you know, putting in the reps, how does that correlate to like what other people are trying to do? Because it's a powerful concept, right? And it applies to a lot of various aspects to our lives, not just physical fitness, right? That's like, that's kind of the main term used, right? Putting in the reps, right? Build muscle, tearing it down, building it. Turn it down, put in the reps. But it's a much broader application just beyond physical fitness. So like I said, I almost deleted that last one. And because I missed a month, right? It was like February, and then I missed a month. And I realized I wasn't putting in my quote unquote podcast reps. So look, I have to leave it there to know that it's still a rep. And that represents progress for me and this thing that I'm doing right now, right? So for me to just delete it and start over, but then what if I procrastinate again? You know what I mean? So, but I wanted to go just a little bit deeper as far as like the meaning behind this phrase and what stops us from continuing to put in the reps. But before I get into that, if you guys want to go throw a few bucks to old Richie Rich, head on over to patreon.podbean.com/rich there, and you can give a few bucks. You know, the more the better, but I appreciate each and every little contribution, because, you know, if or when this thing does grow a little bit, I really don't want to bring on sponsors. I just, I want to bring on guests. I got to get my ass up and get that rolling. I've got some pretty cool guests lined up. I just, to be honest, I got to figure out how the fuck to do that. So, but yeah, if you guys feel so inclined, you could do that. But at the very least, if you would head over to iTunes or Spotify and throw your boy a little review, preferably 5 stars, maybe a comment, maybe subscribe, you know, turn on notifications. So, when the show comes on, you'll be locked and loaded, bro. be fucking ready to go. I promise. As I evolve, I'm just going to hype you up that much more, dude. That's it. We've got one life to fucking get after it. So let's get after it. Okay. Putting in the reps. Physical fitness, right? That's the first one. Obviously, it's the importance of consistent training, repetition, and gradual progress in improving fitness levels and achieving fitness goals. So like, for me, putting in the reps is a phrase that has lasted me. What am I, 46? I started getting into fitness when I was 21, 22. Before that, I was a pudgy bitch, okay? I was all the way up to 285 pounds, 44-inch waist on the old Levi's. It was literally like a fucking science experiment, dude, to see how far I could stretch that denim. And now 44-inch waist for me, and I'm not throwing shade at people who are heavy set, man, because like I said, I can relate, so back off me, all right? Quit being so damn sensitive. You know, if you're fat, if you're overweight, you know it, right? I'm not saying that to come down on anybody. You got a little weight to lose, it's okay. I was there, man, and I started putting in the reps. My diet sucked for probably the first 5 to 10 years, and I started learning about nutrition. But the more consistency that I showed and put in the reps, it was frustrating, man. Like, especially physical fitness is hard because you are physically changing your body's composition. You know, you're just moving everything around, and it's tough. And so you've got to be just diligent in your pursuit and your consistency, man. So that's physical fitness. For me, putting in the reps, like I said, has been a 26-year journey so far, and I'm not done. But it's cool, man. So that's enough about that. You guys know how that goes. Number two is learning a new skill. So like, consistent practice and reps are crucial for mastering new skills. Like, whether that's, I also play guitar, learn a mandolin, not mandolin, I'm sorry, but ukulele. learning a new language. I'm not gonna try to take on another language just yet, because I still suck at English. or honing in on a professional skill, something that you're trying to advance, like in your career or something. But like, expertise and proficiency come with dedicated practice over time, and this is with everything. So like, when I was personal training, I heard this phrase a lot, and it goes with learning a new skill or any type of development. Is like, if people get so impatient that if they don't see results in, like, you know, like immediately, they're writing it off as a scam, or, you know, I just don't have the talent. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating to feel that way personally, but it's also frustrating to witness somebody feel that way when you know that you've put in the work in one avenue. And so, you know, because I've had those thoughts before too. And it's just human nature, right? It's natural. So I've had those thoughts before. And so when I hear somebody say things like that, I immediately try to coach them up and make them realize that no, it doesn't happen overnight. And anything worth having is worth going through the struggle to get it. It's going through the consistency to put in the reps. Now look, this doesn't mean that we're gonna stick with the same thing the entire time, right? And it doesn't mean that you're not gonna have setbacks along the way. But for me, and this is all personal experience I'm sharing, like, you might pivot to something else, but it is the consistency of the reps, and this is what I found, like, with Amazon, and what has led me to current situation with, like, the other side hustle stuff I'm trying to do. But like, it's the consistency of those reps, of what you're currently doing, that will bring you to that door that will open to the next opportunity, right? I think that's a golden nugget right there. So I'm gonna repeat it. You might pivot to something else, but it's the consistency of the reps of what you're currently doing that will bring you to that door that's gonna open to the next opportunity. So don't look at pivoting as a failure, as long as you're putting in the reps, right? If you're doing everything you need to be doing, and it's it's still not blowing your skirt up, you know, maybe it's time to pivot. Or like I said, you keep going, you keep chipping away. And then all of a sudden, a different opportunity presents itself, or somebody else with another opportunity notices you doing something, or is attracted to you from the reps you're putting in, and it leads to another opportunity. Because I've pivoted in the last year and a half, 2 years, like three times now. So this, you know, Tennessee insurance financial planning thing I'm looking into is all stemmed from the 18 months of Amazon reps I've put in, which then led me to the online personal training and some of the coaches that I've met, and came back full circle to a guy that I met 3 years ago, who really kind of put the whole piece of the puzzle together, man. So it was really cool. So don't look at failure if you're trying something new as a setback, as long as you're staying consistent. You can't try something one or two times and then just say like, man, that didn't work. But like, if you're going and going and going and then something else presents itself, that's a win, dude. That's a win. Number three, personal growth and goal achievement. So this applies to setting and achieving goals, whether it's in career, relationships, or personal development. Just the importance, the sheer importance of persistence, resilience, and continuous effort in overcoming challenges and reaching long-term objectives. It's paramount, dude, with anything. And I'm just thinking about all the people that I've crossed paths with, and you know, they might have their one career that they love that they're doing, but then they've got this other thing that they're doing on the side, whether that's, you know, whatever, gaming, mechanic work, whatever, it doesn't matter. But like, they're questioning whether it's something they should pursue. And you always say like, dude, you got to give it, if it's something that keeps whispering at you, you got to give it time. You got to put in the reps and see where it leads, you know. But so what stops most of us? So I learned the four obstacles. This is from Ed Milet at the last personal development conference that I attended down in Nashville. It's called the four obstacles is what he talks about, which is the four D's. You got doubt, discouragement, delusion, and delay. And he elaborated on those, but like, it's so true. The doubt that stops us. I had doubt tonight. I was listening to some of the other content in the, in the 0 to 30 day training program I'm in. And I started thinking, man, can I do this? Can I get to this level of where they are? You know, just all this stuff just started popping in. And then, you know, of course, self-discouragement popped in. You know, you're starting to discourage yourself and like talking yourself down, you know. And then you have delusion and delay. So like if you're being delusional in the first two, then that's just going to just drop your morale, which is going to cause you that fourth D, to delay. So look, man, in closing, I want to encourage you guys just to embrace this concept of putting in the reps in all areas of your lives, right? Just whatever it is you're doing, if it brings you any type of enjoyment, just see it through. Start putting in the reps. And even if it doesn't work out, in my heart and soul, I feel like if you're continuing to put the reps in, that it's either going to bear fruit, or it's going to lead you to that door that's going to open to the next thing. But if you just sit back and you let the four D's, the doubt, discouragement, delusion, and delay, sit you back down on the bench, you're never gonna get there, man. So keep listening to those whispers, and look, put in the reps, and it doesn't matter what it is. Is it you're trying to be the best father or the best mother, best husband or the best wife, the best brother or sister or friend? Like, keep going. Don't stop just because you fuck up here and there. Like, don't quit. Keep growing. You know, I mean, we're not going to get it right the first time. We're not going to get it right the second time. We might move the needle a little bit third and fourth and then have a setback. But if you're trying to grow, if you're trying to learn something new, keep putting in the reps. Keep just making those four D's your bitch. Put in the fucking work, you guys. Dude, we're not gonna get it right all the time, right? But that's part of it. We only got a little bit of time here, man, right? We got a short little bit of time to figure it out. So if there's something that's grabbing your attention, man, take the reins and fucking head out with it, right? Put in the reps, you guys. Put in the work. I'm gonna leave that right there for you guys, okay? I love you guys so much. Once again, if you at least would do me the solid to go iTunes, Spotify, share it, leave me a review. I love you guys so much. And until episode 63, which is going to be soon, because I've got to keep putting in these reps, baby. You know what to do. Put your fist up. Virtual fucking fist bump, you guys. Let's go. I love you. I'll see you soon. And a couple of people in Pakistan who's listening, you guys are wicked. I don't know what that word, I don't know how to pronounce it in Pakistani, but just know you guys are wicked, and I love you. And I love everybody else. You guys are the best. Seriously. Love you. Virtual fist bump. Love you. Bye. See you.